Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 38. Flying through the year scarily. We're gonna talk a little bit about the Watchmen news was today, which was interesting reading about all that online. And then I think we're going to go into the new previews came out today, so we'll give that, as Justin likes me to call it, a cold read and see what's going on. So go around the table introducing everybody. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics.
Adam Russell.
Matt Lytle.
Jeremy Dan.
Joe F. F you. Sorry, Sean. And calling in from Cleveland.
At Nick Pirelli.
Okay.
Following that, huh?
Okay. Well.
So tonight, yeah. The comedy stylings of Joe Fellow.
Joe F. Don't give that away.
Okay. Don't upset him.
Okay. Yeah, we have learned today, do not make Joe mad.
You wouldn't
okay.
Like him.
Yeah, you wouldn't
angry.
Like him when he's angry. Yes. Okay. DC announced today that they're doing a bunch of Watchmen prequel books.
Alan Moore is rolling over in his grave as we speak.
He's casting spells right now at New
rolling
York City.
Rolling over in his cave.
It's called Before Watchmen. And there are going to be, 8 books. First one's going to be a 4-issue Rorschach series by Brian Azzarello and Lee Bermejo.
Who's going to read that book?
Yeah, nobody's going to read that. Then a Minuteman 6-issue series by writer-artist Darwin Cook. We got a Comedian 6-issue series by, again, Azzarello and J.G. Jones. Dr. Manhattan 4-issue mini by J.M. Michael Straczynski and Adam Hughes. We got Night Owl by Straczynski and Andy and Joe Kubert. Those hacks. An Ozymandias 6-issue series by Len Wein and Jay Lee. A Silk Spectre 4-issue mini by Darwin Cook and Amanda Connor.
Jay Lee or Jim Lee?
Jay Lee.
Jay.
Is it?
Dark Tower.
Yeah. I just thought it was Jim Lee when I read it.
And then, it's not so much a book, but there's going to be a 2-page backup in each issue called Curse of the Crimson Corsair, which is kind of neat because it's going to be one of the pirate stories, but it's going to be written by the original series editor Len Wein, with art by original series colorist John Higgins.
Why didn't Alan Moore write that?
Well, Alan Moore apparently is a little angry at DC, and it was kind of funny reading online his quotes on this. Basically, he just doesn't want it to happen, and he thinks it's an abomination and stuff.
That's because he's an old curmudgeon.
But to be honest, I can't blame him. It's like, it's one of the classics of all time. It's like Star Wars, right?
And yeah.
Now you're basically making
three prequels.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were kind of terrible.
But George Lucas made those prequels.
And they kind of ruined the legacy of the thing. That's what I'm trying to say is like, let the thing just stay.
I think it stands.
That's the thing about Star Wars, even with Star Wars. And me and Nick were just talking about this before the podcast, that even though, that was probably the worst of the movies, are we going to go see it? Yeah. Probably. So it'll probably sell still. And even though I agree with you that Watchmen, it's one of those classic things that I think should have just ended where it ended, but it will sell and I'm sure people will get it. Who knows?
I think we're due to renew our how much we like Watchmen, because we were just sitting around talking not that long ago about how Watchmen is not that great by today's standards because of so many derivations. So why not add to the actual legacy of Watchmen and let us renew our interest?
And now I have to reread The Watchmen.
There you go.
Without the stupid
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, no, you got to read the pirate stories.
Yeah, you got to read the whole thing.
But the one thing is, I look at this.
I don't.
And I saw stuff where it's DC corporate, all this stuff, and I'm looking at the creators, going, none of these creators is somebody you tell you're writing this book, you're drawing this book. These are things these guys are in their career.
Shots.
They pick what they get to do.
And all the teams seem very logical as far as the property they're working on. And my like feeling, I've been thinking about this all day, and my feeling is that technically there's not much they can do to my Watchmen book, you know? Like in Star Wars, did it taint the whole tapestry? Yeah. Did it ruin, when I sit down and actually watch New Hope, Empire, Return of the Jedi, are those experiences lessened? No. Those are actually, when I'm sitting down doing it, they're just as fun. So, you know, when you reminisce about it, yeah, it hurts on the whole tapestry. When you actually experience the product that was originally there, it's still on the shelf.
See, I kind of like the theory that, you know, we don't know what Rorschach's beginnings were. We just kind of have what we know about him in our imagination, and now we're going to have that story. What if that
it might not necessarily be an origin story. This might just be a four-issue story of something that he did just, you know,
There was an origin story in the book.
Yeah, but I just...
explain his origin.
When I just look at the creative teams, it's just like, wow.
Well, I had no desire to read any of this, and then, of course, I saw the first pairing and went, all right, well, I'm reading that.
There's not a bad pairing there.
Bermejo and Azzarello. Yeah.
Well, I actually think that... And I don't even mean this in a sacrilegious way, but, you know, there are some of these creative teams I think could do a better job with the material. Specifically, just looking at the list, Darwin Cook doing Minutemen. If you've ever read Justice League New Frontier, this type of nostalgia piece...
Yeah, I can see that.
You're saying a better job than Alan Moore.
For that project? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who did you say that Joe Kubert...
Kubert's doing Night Owl.
Okay.
So what that might be a combination, here's my take on it, is it's going to be, since there were two Night Owls, I can see Andy doing the second Night Owl, Joe Kubert doing the Golden Age.
Yeah, that would be so awesome.
Okay, so, I mean, just everything's looking good.
Is there a watch, read the books again?
There's Rorschach, Minutemen, Comedian, Dr. Manhattan, Night Owl, Ozymandias, Silk Spectre, and then there's also going to be an epilogue.
Mm. Dr. Manhattan?
Oh, Dr. Manhattan, didn't I say that? Yeah.
You did, maybe.
Okay. And that's Straczynski and Adam Hughes, where I see that's going to be, you know, focus also on...
naked people.
Well, that was Adam Hughes, not Sally Jupiter, show. That was the mom. Mm-hmm. What's the daughter?
Sally and Sarah.
No.
I don't remember.
Miss Jupiter.
Miss Jupiter, yes.
Jupiter. Sally Jupiter.
Those two concern me. With Straczynski, is will it come out on time?
Well, my thing is, we've been seeing stuff leaked about this for a while from Bleeding Cool. So my guess is it's probably almost done.
And especially that pairing we were talking today, I was less concerned about Straczynski and more concerned about Adam Hughes.
Yeah.
Like doing Adam Hughes doing interiors.
Yeah.
I think that Alan Moore loses a lot of his moral high ground saying that these books exist in a vacuum and they're, you know, everything that he came up with and he had an ending to it. And there's a moral, or there's a creative bankruptcy in comics now that they can't think of anything new. He originally wanted to make this about Charlton characters.
Well, here's the funny thing.
He based it all off these other characters. Yeah. So how is that any different?
Dan Slott tweeted, if it was going to be a real before Watchmen, it would be a series of Alan Moore sitting reading Charlton comics and watching an Outer Limits episode.
Exactly.
Because he cribbed all that for Watchmen.
It's a derivative piece as it is, so to be derivative from that, it's just what comics are, and not in a negative way, but they are, you know, on the backs of giants, you know. Nothing is created in a vacuum, but he is so high on himself that he believes that he did, that his ideas are sacrosanct and that they came from a place that, you know, has no... he always claims that he has no pop culture influences, yet you read Top 10 and it's littered with them. You know, he's just a huge hypocrite. And I think I've betrayed my lack of liking Alan Moore too much.
There you go. Well, one thing I enjoyed was Leah Moore also tweeted something that Bleeding Cool ran, talking about, you know, she wishes that these people could, you know, put this energy into creating new original graphic novels and new things. And then somebody made a comment. She's like, oh, yeah, Leah Moore. Let's see. What has she written? Sherlock Holmes, The Complete Alice in Wonderland.
Hypocrite.
And I forget there was another one, but it was, you know, someone else's work. Oh, A Complete Dracula. So it's like, you know, you're coming off spouting this when all you've ever done is
do
other people's work.
Maybe she's jealous. Maybe she's thinking...
Maybe, but why criticize other people?
But maybe she's saying, I wish I had the talent they do to go out and create a product like 100 Bullets. Right?
Fair
enough. Maybe she's tried. I mean, we don't know what she's done that's unpublished or never seen the light of day. I have no idea who she is. I've never read a book by her.
Right, but and then to take that another thing, though, you know, they're saying, why don't they do original stuff? I guarantee the Rorschach Mini is going to sell 10 times what Spaceman's selling, which is an original Brian Azzarello thing. So why wouldn't they do this? Nothing against Brian Azzarello. He's doing an original thing.
He is.
And this is going to sell. This whole originality, you know, I get it where you want to create an original character because if the character's a hit, you know, royalties, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you can still tell an original story and, like, something unique and different with this character. It you know, just because it's DC's character doesn't mean you can't, you know, Brian Azzarello isn't going to put his spin on it. and make it his own.
Yeah. Oh, going back down more real quick. I read somewhere something on some blog or some message board, who knows if it's real or not, but saying that they offered Alan Moore the rights to Watchmen back if he signed off on this. And he refused, not surprisingly. But my question is, or not a question, just a comment, is I think Alan Moore could have done a lot more for his reputation and stature if he had said when they brought this to him, saying, well, you know what, I had this idea of this for Rorschach, and I wanted to try to get this story in for Ozymandias, but I didn't have room, and gave them little nuggets so they could then say, based on the ideas of Alan Moore, he didn't have to write it, but instead he comes off immediately,
yeah, but then
I'm a curmudgeon, I hate you all.
But then his name's associated with it, and I don't think he wants that.
Well, it's going to happen, so why not?
It's not going to be written on the cover based on Alan Moore, or, you know.
Right, right.
They're
but
not allowed
it, you
to
know,
do that right now. And
but wouldn't, I think this would have been, you know, would have been that much better, you know, had he.
I see it in both ways. I see it in, you know, we're expanding the universe and all that stuff. But I also see it as he had a starting point and ending point in a story. He told that, and he doesn't want that to be diluted. It's like,
I don't think it's being diluted.
Coming back to play for the Jets.
The basic Watchmen was after they were done being heroes, and it was that story. And then he sprinkled in some stuff from earlier.
Right.
This is just adding to the earlier.
But think about Brett Favre, right? Let's compare to football. He's a Packer. And then all of a sudden he retires, and now he's a Jet.
Okay.
And now he's a Viking. That ruins his legacy.
Right, but this is adding stuff to his early years of being a Packer.
Maybe.
But it's not. This has nothing to do with them being Jets or things like that. This is all going to be before Watchmen.
It's changing the legacy. Like, it's been a book that stood on its own for 20 years, 25 years.
But may I interject here?
No.
Legend has it that...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Joe F. I'm sorry.
Oh, did you say no? No permission? Oh, forget it. Legend has it that he was supposed to get the rights back.
Right. If it went, when it went out of print.
And then it never went out of print. Isn't that a slap in the face? Wouldn't he want to
give
them a slap in the face?
It is, but why would DC let it go out of print when it's something that has been selling... You know, most books don't have this kind of
track
record.
Well, nobody knew that it would have this kind of track record.
But I don't think they did it maliciously. I think it's just been a case of this is a perennial, and no, they're not going to let it go. Yeah.
Yeah. The joke I heard that I loved on Twitter today was that Jim Lee's trying to find a way to get all the Wildstorm characters in.
If
there's going to be a Midnighter appearance in Apollo.
The Demon Knights.
Gen 13, yeah. They're going to introduce Demon Knights.
But then the other side of this, all creativity taking away, you have DC who, I don't know if they're in financial struggle, but they're, you know, having to meet sales goals. They, you know, all of a sudden Warner Brothers is coming down. You can tell they're playing a more active role. You have something like this that's going to sell millions. And you're not doing it out of respect to Alan Moore, who openly hates you.
Yeah, exactly. Like he Alan Moore is no friend of the local comic book store.
Right.
He does not want you to succeed. He wants stores to go under. He wants comics to go under. He wants the legacy of comics to end after he quote unquote left, which he's never left. You know, and I don't understand why creators come to his side all the time when. He says that there's no good creators in comics at all. He doesn't say except for. He says
but he doesn't
at
read
all.
Anything. He
so
says
he has contempt
openly
for
says.
Everyone, and then people still come to his defense.
Now I agree with you, Nick. It's like
that
I said
work.
Months
I just don't
ago.
Like him as a person.
Yeah. Well, and we hold you know Watchmen on a pedestal for what it represents historically, but Alan Moore would have us believe that comics have never matured or improved, like. You know, he wrote Watchmen to be the pinnacle, like you said, to kill the industry. And if anything, you know, it's just fostered better ideas and improved the industry. And the industry, you know, creatively is in a slightly better place.
That's it. Right after Watchmen, he had a better point. People tried to ape the aesthetic of Watchmen without any of the soul. And there was some bad years of comics, but since then, look at like the works of like say Brian K. Vaughan, like these lend no, there's no basis in anything that Alan Moore did that he got these stories from. These are from a completely different place, and yet they're very modern, they're very deep, interesting, you know, tolls, He just discredits it. It doesn't count.
I mean, to me, the irony is I didn't think The Watchmen was that great. It was one of the most disappointing things I've read. Maybe it was because it was so hyped or maybe as we talked about before, it's because I read it after all the retellings of the same story, and I just thought it was kind of...
But so maybe this might be even better for you.
Or it might be worse. Like, I had no interest in this until I saw the teams.
But, yeah, I mean, these are going to be big sellers. Then when these are collected into graphic novels, those are going to be big sellers for a long time. It's almost, I don't want to say they're printing money, but this is a big money thing.
Sell well.
Oh, I think they
will. I think the trades will sell well.
I think I think the issue, just the curiosity factor.
Well, they're creating a franchise.
But four-issue Watchmen, or Rorschach, you buy the first one, you're probably coming back for the rest.
Martha? That'll be the second one.
Martha? What do you mean?
But he did Batman.
Right. So, I mean, that's what I said. He hit the home run out of Flashpoint. He's doing two books here with, you know, every opportunity. I mean, the artist works.
Do you see how amazing those covers look?
Yes. What? The covers.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Fantastic. just J.G. Jones doing a book. You know, I mean, that's... Oh.
You know the one thing I kind of wish they would have done? Not that it would have made good business sense, because like you said, this makes good business sense. These are the characters, it's Watchmen. But I think it would have been hilarious to do all of this with the original Charlton characters. And just like, you know, that's what Alan Moore wanted to do. Yeah. It's like, you know, if you want to be respectful, fine. Hey, we're going to take your original idea and use those characters.
We should get Keith Giffen to do that.
There you go.
How are these books being issued?
Don't know. We'll find. It'll probably be in the next previews.
They said...
Not all at once.
They said tentatively it's
over the summer,
gonna be,
one a week.
Yeah, it's going to be like Seven Soldiers, where they're going to have simultaneous minis. But it's going to be a different mini out every week.
Mm. So each, like Flashpoint. Probably like Rorschach one week, Minuteman, the first issues, then the next issues for the next month.
Well, they have to double up something, right? Because there's not...
Yeah. Well, but like I said, it, since they just announced it, it'll probably be in the March.
And book. I wonder if you can just read the Rorschach.
I bet, yeah.
That might be what I do.
Where, I think that I definitely... And then the epilogue featuring the work of various writers, artists, so...
Because it might be, I might buy the Rorschach stuff in issues and then buy the Before Watchmen omnibus that comes out shortly after.
No, I don't think anybody here that could say they're not excited for it, though.
I'm excited because Brian Azzarello and Lee Bermejo are doing a book. It could be about.
I'm excited for that, but just as excited for Darwin Cook.
Yeah. And then, like, Len Wein was the series editor. So he had a. You know, how much he told Alan Moore what to do and what not to do. But his fingers were on it. You know, I'm sure he said, hey, what about this? Or, you know, so he knew what was going on. He knew what Alan, he's read the scripts. So,
that script book, don't they sell that?
Watchmen script book?
Yeah, not that I thought there was a source or a script book or something like that.
The Absolute. They've posted it before.
You know, I've never opened up any of the Absolute.
It's like an insane, you know, for that first page, there's like three pages of text written.
And the
Alan
fact
Moore.
That Gibbons, he hasn't signed off. His was very, I hope it's as successful as they want it to be, but he hasn't come down criticizing it. So, yeah, it's definitely making Alan Moore look great.
The way Alan Moore writes success that his Alan script Moore book would be like a whole Absolute book. A whole Absolute.
It would be a whole something. You're right.
but did you just fall over?
At the very least, you know, with the creators involved, it's like you said, DC is putting forth a genuine effort to make to make this good. They could have done, you know, hey, these are some of our up-and-coming rising stars.
And that somebody said they wish it was that. I'm like, yeah, but then if it fails, it's on those guys.
Right.
Where if this fails, are you going to criticize Azzarello and Cook and say, you know, it was their fault it failed?
The first Adam Hughes interiors in a decade.
Yeah, so.
What's interesting is they didn't do anything during the movie. They didn't bring anything out like this during the movie. Which seems like they usually don't market things around that time.
13 issue in the New Avengers.
That was an RPG.
Was it really?
Yes, that was a role-playing game. Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yes, then I don't think it's in print. It's been in print for a long time. But yeah, that was a role-playing game they did back then.
Interesting, a Watchmen role-playing game.
Yep.
We need to get that.
There you go.
But at the very least, you know, Alan Moore created interesting characters, and...
Well, he modified characters,
But I mean, he gave...
Yeah.
They were interesting, and...
Hey, come on, he created Promethea. That's an all-original character. That's not one of
them. No, I just mean the characters of Watchmen. They were interesting characters, it was an interesting concept, so I'm looking forward just to see what these guys... Because, like you say, these are wonderful creators. Darwin Cook, Brian Azzarello... You know, and J. Michael Straczynski, when he's on, is very good. And this,
what book is he on?
He's doing Dr. Manhattan and Night Owl.
This strikes me as the type of project that he would be on for.
Yeah.
You know what's...
You have to consider... Sorry, these creators know what Watchmen is and what it means to the industry. I don't think that this is an assignment you would take on lightly.
No.
Like, you know what it represents. And it could, you know, make or break your career. Like, if it backfires.
If it's bad, it's... Yeah.
But I think DC picked these creators because if they picked no names or lesser names, it would not have sold at all.
Right. Oh, totally. Right.
It would have been dead in the water. It would have been...
It would have been an obvious, just overt cash grab. Right. Where
it would have been a
Heroes
Reborn that Marvel did in the 90s. Yeah. It would have
this
terrible.
Looks like, you know, yes, DC might be saying, hey, make money with this franchise, but at least... Warners are saying this.
But you know what? It's a business, so I don't blame them for that.
No, I don't.
And I think they put, like...
And I appreciate DC for saying, okay, well, if we have to...
If we're going to do it, let's do it right.
Yeah. And that at least seems what they're trying to do.
And I think they really thought out what books that they're putting people on.
Like, not just did they get... Not only did they get good creators...
Did you see that? Oh, you didn't see the Beer Mayho cover.
Darwin Cook on Minuteman.
The covers are on the DC Source blog. If you want to look them up.
You can go to my Pinterest.
Yeah, or if you go to my Facebook page.
That Jay Lee Ozymandias is just a gorgeous piece.
Yeah.
Except there's no background.
That's okay.
Jay Lee draw a background
floating.
Once in a while.
Art critics. Jeff Art critic.
It is very nicely inked, I must admit. Man. The figure in the forefront is great.
By the way, you mentioned last week about Francesco Francavilla.
Frank? Yeah.
That... he must ink his own stuff and color his own stuff because it's consistent. I actually saw something he posted that he does do all his own drawing, inking, and coloring for almost every book.
All
right. And he still does more than every other artist out there right now.
He does covers.
He does some...
Does he do a lot of inside?
He's doing like...
Does he? Okay. I'm not...
He does at least two books a month, interiors, I say.
What does he think he is, Kirby?
A lot more than some people.
I mean, he could do
not
a book
more
a
than
month.
That...
He does one a month. He actually had an opening for commissions and I missed it.
Who?
Oh, he didn't call you?
He didn't call you.
I saw he posted these marker commissions he did. I'm like, what up, Mike? Okay. Like, where was my you know, message here? He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'll next time.
Cover is awesome.
Yeah.
So I think all in all.
I'll take the sketch variant of that.
Yeah, this is...
And guess what? I'm going to be in Dallas next week. Nick? I'm sure. Oh no, Nick!
Nick, are you still
Nick's
there?
Been pixelated.
What's wrong?
You've been pixelated.
Oh well, it happens to the best of us.
Just shake it off.
I have to say, the JG Jones cover is better than anything else.
Yeah, the latest. I can find the.
Yeah, they're pretty cool though. Wow, that's cool. Yes.
We got the confirmation on the guest next week.
Hey, dead air kids. What was that question, Nick?
What's going on?
Information on the guest next week of Adam Warrock.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, rapper extraordinaire of the nerdcore hip-hop subgenre, specifically raps on comic books, and he's got a new album out, so.
Uh-huh.
Sweet. Cool.
He's from Pittsburgh.
Where can you get that album at, Nick?
The iTunes.
The iTunes?
Yeah.
What about the internets?
Yeah, he's on the adamwarrock.com.
There you go.
But he's got an EP on X Factor and an EP on New Warriors and Serenity. It's pretty cool.
Does he have a Miss Marvel EP?
Ask him. Maybe he'll do it. He does a song a week.
Yeah. A song a week?
Hmm. Yep, for free.
That's pretty impressive skills there to write a song a week with music. And
he's prolific.
Well, I guess with rapping, you really don't have to do it.
Who produces for him? He's still got to write.
All self-produced.
Really?
Yep.
Well, nowadays, I mean, you get a Mac with a, you know, $100 for GarageBand and, you know, throw a drum loop in the background and a couple effects and rap away. But, yeah, that'll be pretty cool. Is he going to be in person or just Skyping?
Yeah,
Skyping in. He doesn't live in Pittsburgh anymore, but he's originally from Pittsburgh. And, you know, big into comics, goes every Wednesday, gets stuff. And he was in Spin's website. He dropped an EP last week on Parks and Recreation, and he got like tons of national press for it.
Did he drop it like it was hot?
I would say, yeah, medium hot.
Medium hot?
Lukewarm?
Cool.
But I just think it's going to be fun to be in Dallas for the Commerce Pro meeting. We get a whole day with DC, and gosh, I bet this is going to come up.
Yeah,
it's so
you get a whole day with Marvel?
Spider-Man?
No, Marvel, it's not my choice. Marvel will be doing the roundtables, and hopefully during my five-minute session, they will actually be there as opposed to last year where they left early.
Five minutes with Marvel, man. That's,
yeah, we get 5 minutes.
Is it Tom Brevoort?
No, it was, I don't know who it's going to be.
An intern?
Last year it was David Gabriel and Ski, who since has been fired. So,
who?
Ski? There was a big
I'm
going
to try to get Tommy B on the podcast some week.
Sure.
I mean, he doesn't like me, but...
You're
I think he likes me.
Podcast,
he thinks I hate everything. Which
who's
is
the
right.
point guy?
Huh?
Who told you about the point?
That Tom Brevoort.
Tom Brevoort. Tommy B with the hat and the coat.
There's a lot you can do with
friend of the podcast.
We
quote him. We quote him more than anybody.
There's a lot of quotes.
Where are we starting with this?
We'll start with Marvel, man.
Heck yeah.
We don't like Marvel.
We're going to segue into our previews read.
Cold.
And my favorite picture of the year so far...
It's
the cover of the Marvel.
It's not a Christmas card.
It's Glee. It's the Glee image where they're all singing.
Do people really watch that show willingly? Like, I caught
five minutes
of it last night, and it was, like, terrible. Like, they were doing, like,
Michael Jackson
bad with a dude in a wheelchair, and I was like, what is, like, Weird Al did it better than this. What is this crap?
I'm just looking at the cover of the Marvel previews. I just see them doing the no, 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 Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
See, I thought it was their Christmas card. Their choral. Or what's that when you
could
go?
Be. Could be. Could be.
When you go house to house caroling.
The word. This is exciting.
Okay, here we go. Da-da-da-da. Okay, now that looks... Hey, it's Daredevil. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Wade Rucker, Chichetto.
Yeah, it's Marvel team up Daredevil and Punisher.
I like how they...
actually going to have to buy
fit
Marvel.
Everything.
Oh, but it's a three-part event crossing
web.
Over three...
Daredevil's
yeah, you're
mask.
Gonna have to buy Marvel team up for a month. Excuse
Punisher
me,
Skull.
Avenging Spike.
Yes, Avenging Spike. I hope it's bagged so I can't read it.
No, remember they're going to stickers.
That's right.
Yeah, stickers. You can collect them.
Okay, next up. Oh, Matt's left for this. The ultimate Marvel book. Come on, man.
Avengers versus
number one of six.
Remember that show where they had really washed up. Athletes and like Joe athletes, like random dudes off the street, and it was called Versus.
I'm on the way.
I mean, how could you not name a show after that?
The premier tie-in to Avengers versus X-Men.
That's take a rain check on the coat.
Okay.
Is it 2 weeks? Think
yeah.
Be
yeah.
Right, cool. Thanks.
All-out action featuring cover-to-cover battles, each issue expanding on fights from the main AVX book in ways you can't imagine.
I can't wait.
This issue. Iron Man versus Magneto, which you would think would be over pretty quick.
Yeah.
And Thing versus Namor.
You keep forgetting that he has the polymer biological armor now.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of armor he has.
Because I just made that.
Oh.
Now, just on a personal note, this is funny. We have Avengers versus X-Men number one, which I already ordered last month because it was in last month previews for me to order. So, seeing this, it's kind of like, so this is what I ordered.
How much do you think... If you had to guess, how much do you think they're going to overship it to you by?
Probably a good bit. Yeah, probably 50% overship. Yeah.
They'll probably double ship the first issue.
Yeah.
Because they want to make sure you don't underorder.
Right, because, I ordered plenty.
In this Avengers...
Because I'm ready for the party, man.
What did you order on the Versus book? Or didn't you have
I ordered the same as... the Versus? No, I haven't ordered the Versus. I don't know.
Did you order Justice League numbers on the main series?
No, I heard Fear Itself numbers.
I would say 75% of your ABX numbers.
At least for number one.
For number one, maybe. Unless you're going to bet on them double shipping, then I'd order
50%. No, I'm not going to bet on that, but...
worst case scenario, you can give it away for $1.50 or something like that. And, if you don't sell it in the first couple of weeks.
Maybe I'll order it on Fear Itself, the Fearless numbers, which is 8.
Hey, you should order around the Fearsome Four miniseries.
Oh, there we go.
One?
No, that was 4. Yes. It's no longer coming. It's here.
That's what she said.
Okay.
Was that your O face?
That's me. You're too far back.
Was that Colin's O face?
Does the return of the Phoenix to Earth signal the rebirth of the mutant species? That's what the X-Men believe. Unfortunately, the Avengers are convinced that its coming will mean the end of all life on Earth.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Avengers on that one.
Yeah. this Avengers versus
the Phoenix
X-Men.
Force has always worked out so well for those other planets. Ask the Asparagus Men, right?
Yeah.
This Avengers versus X-Men number one cover,
mm-hmm.
his hand is like, Captain America's hands are like bigger than they need to be. Both him and Cyclops.
They're for better hitting. They're for better punching.
Wouldn't it be inconvenient
not really,
to, like,
supposedly
use a
he
fork
punched him
knife.
In the face. His head should be, like, totally caved in.
So, Avengers versus X, Bradshaw variant's pretty nice. Mm.
Which
Where?
One's that?
The Colossonaut versus Red Hulk.
I like that. I thought that was Art Adams.
It's all taking place underwater. It's like, okay.
That's what they've been calling
Nick,
it.
I'm going to say name liking Colossonaut.
What? Which one?
Colossonaut, do you still like that idea?
Yeah. That's solid.
I just curious. I was going nowhere with that. I was just curious.
I do not like the Pagui. Joe, help me out there.
I'm going to go with Pagulian.
Pagulian, you think Pacific Rim kind of name?
Does Colossus really need a helmet?
He's
the Juggernaut.
He's got the Juggernaut powers.
Oh.
And didn't you read The Fear Itself where he went to... He made a deal
just,
with Sirach.
I just
want to
know why he's bald also. No. I think that bothers
Yeah, that
me.
Bothers me too.
I
why
like
is he
it.
Suddenly bald?
It's part
yeah.
of being Juggernaut, man.
But then I got
King
very...
Marco wasn't bald.
Wasn't he?
No. And I got very confused in the current... The X-Sanction that came out today, where all of a sudden, when Cable is completely taken over with the whatever... The techno...
Virus.
He has black hair. And he looks exactly like Colossus used to. It was very confusing.
See, I would be more concerned about him having hair, because how would you grow hair through metallic skin?
And how?
But his hair turned metallic too.
No, it stayed black.
His hair is dead, and his skin is alive.
Is it all hair dead?
Yeah, tell me.
Tell
I
me
don't
about
know.
It.
I'm just making stuff
tell
up.
Me about it. Yeah. okay, number two. The opening shots fired. Avengers storm the beach of Utopia.
Okay.
Which Avengers?
It's just a mixture of all
okay,
of them.
Okay, then we're tying in with New Avengers 24 and 25 with Phoenix Iron Fist, which is
Iron
interesting.
Phoenix.
Still hurts
he
my
really,
brain.
Iron Phoenix. Yeah.
It really looks like he's taking a dump.
I'm going to give it a chance. It scares me in my mind.
I love Mike Diodato, but he looks like he's taking a dump.
Don't get me wrong. I'll be buying all of these.
Me too.
Then Avengers 25 tying in with Walt Simonson joining the team.
Hey. Be careful what you say. Walt Simonson.
Where the munch?
I just said he's joining the team.
I like the Delwato.
I thought that was Daredevil for a minute. It's Cap.
Where are you talking?
Yeah.
What? Is that Delwato?
No,
like
that's
the
Acuna. Oh, the variant?
Isn't that the variant?
No, it's one of those art appreciation variants.
So that we'll see when it ships.
They're basically doing a theme month of variants, and they're all going to be in the style of famous
art
variants.
Well, I like the Acuna
periods.
Variant.
That's not the variant. That's the regular.
Or I like the Acuna cover, then. I'm sorry.
Jeez, man. Learn your artists. Secret Avengers.
Vision looks really
I like
different.
The,
where's Hawkeye? He's the new leader of the team.
He's,
He can't go into space like Thor can.
He's
oh, okay.
In the background
yeah.
there. Behind,
is that him?
Behind Thor's left leg.
Is this secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's him.
I can't guess
really
who
tell.
Else it is.
I kind of like this Renato Guedes style. The cover, though.
What are you talking about? That's Alan Davis.
Oh, I'm
Come
sorry.
On, man!
All right, I'm bad. I'm going to shut up now.
Well, now he's looking at the top.
Oh, I understand, but I mean, that's clearly Alan Davis.
I'm not a huge Alan
But
Davis
hey, fan. Look, guess who else is there? Captain Britain.
Yeah.
The man of the hour. He is surpassing Hawkeye.
Why does Iron Man have the War Machine, like, strap on there?
Oh, he does. He has the cannon.
Just in case.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he's
I
going into battle.
Know. No, I didn't know he was
Maybe
on the Skeletor.
He's a war machine now.
I know it sounds silly, but I just want to know why some people have space helmets on and other people don't.
Was the Vision's face always green?
No.
Yeah, that's the
okay.
thing I was saying. He looks odd.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe Vision was miscolored and War Machine was also miscolored.
Oh,
yeah, that's my guess.
Yeah,
that makes a lot more
well,
sense.
Who would be the Vision should be there, shouldn't he?
Well, the Vision, yes, but he's miscolored. Yeah, he looks like Drax the Destroyer. And of course, Nick has vanished on us, so we can't ask him a question.
I don't even know Iron Man was on this new Secret Avengers.
I think it's supposed to be War Machine. I think you got the colors wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I think whoever asked about why some of them have helmets and not, I think the ones that don't can breathe in space.
Right. Right.
Well,
no.
I get that, but I'm just kind of curious what the Like, I get Thor, I get Vision, I even get Miss Marvel and Valkyrie, but I don't know, I would have thought Captain Britain
Isn't
would
Isn't Captain
have
Britain like Superman with a British flag?
And Beast is one I want flying into battle with me.
Yeah. He's a scientist.
Well, he's dealt with the Phoenix.
Oh, I like this.
He's better on ground, though, where there's things to swing from and not in space. All
right, I like the Greg Land cover on the Uncanny X-Men. I think I got that right, finally.
Wait, neither of them are making an O face. No. I don't get it.
I wish it was Green Hulk, but yes, that could, you know, Colossus versus
they're
Hulk
wrestling face with their forehead.
I like the big headbutts.
Yeah. Oh, and then I know you like the next one, Wolverine and the X-Men number 9, because you love your Chris Bachalo art.
That is actually not bad for him, although
Wolverine looks odd.
There's something wrong with Wolverine. He looks like he ate a cat or something.
Yeah, that's how
looks
I'd explain
like
it.
Looks like he ate a cat.
My poor cat.
He does. Doesn't he? Looks like...
There we go. There's Bald Colossus.
He has like a crazy soul patch.
Yeah, that cover...
You gotta love Krakoa there.
That
all
cover's,
you can see is his mouth.
That cover's terrible. I'm sorry, that cover's cool. Terrible the more I look at it.
Yeah.
Captain America's
moving
got a
on.
Square head.
Okay, Avengers roll call. Yeah.
Iron Man's got wings.
These are...
Order 2. I don't...
He does, look.
Avengers, they're reprinting Avengers Those number 1. Why are they doing that, Nick?
I was so excited, I sent you a message.
Not everybody has one.
That's true.
And hey, it's only gone up from 10 cents to $4.
Are you
I don't have one.
About that one?
You don't have number 1?
No, I have 2 and through like at least 16.
Well, now you can add number 1 to your collection.
Perfect. That counts.
Now, on the Avengers Academy, Jeremy pointed out something to me where they're a little inappropriate with the art.
What? You can't really see her.
Hoo ha.
What are you looking at? I mean, it's just a seam in the pants.
Yeah.
But what if it was in black and white? It'd be a whole different...
If you guys think that's what it looks like, you need a lesson.
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying for an all-ages...
Hold on, well, get your iPad.
Or not all ages, but...
Here's my question. Who is that person?
It's Nico from the Runaways.
Oh, it's the Runaways. That's where the Velociraptor comes in.
Is she the
out.
One that has to bleed before she can do anything?
Yes.
I'll never forget the one and only issue of the Runaways I read. She's like, they're like, don't you have to bleed first? And she's like, it's that time of the month. And I'm like, I can't read any more of this. Goodbye. Mm-hmm.
That did happen.
It was. I read that book. I was like,
Okay. Marvel
the
Event...
Here, dude? Is he from
Chase.
The... Runaways?
Yeah.
He's got special hands.
Okay. Marvel, The Avengers Prelude, Movie Grab, Avengers Assemble.
I think I asked you before real quick. You do have some people that buy the movie books, right?
Some, but
not
a lot.
Okay.
Movie variants?
I buy all the
movie prequels like this one.
That cover's interesting to me. It's very... I don't like it, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I kind of like the texture, like Cap's face. Like I like how it really looks like a mask, and you can see the texture, but I don't like what he drew.
Okay, Avengers Assemble, who's the Zodiac? So apparently they're not, there's an Avengers book that's not tying in.
Well, because it's tied into the movie.
Right. Secret Avengers, which is funny, this is Secret Avengers 25, where 26 came earlier that's tying into AVX.
Well, they had to put all the AVX books together.
Yeah, because we were noticing, as you'll go through, you'll see Uncanny and Wolverine and the X-Men have AVX crossovers. Not a lot don't. But it also looks like a lot of the X books are finishing storylines. So it'll be curious what May looks like.
Who's the dudes with the dot on their head?
They must be...
I think those are the monsters.
The Adaptoids.
The Adaptoids.
Okay.
Or they're the machine people.
Or the Deathlock Legions.
Or the Sentinels.
Ultravisions. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of each. Okay, Ultimates Comics Spider-Man.
I like that team up. Yeah. I like the team of Secret Avengers.
I don't know who David Marquez is, but that art's really going downhill from Bagley to Pichelli.
No, those are still... Well, the covers...
The covers are still Cary Andrews. Yeah.
Still
I used to really love his art.
I just don't want this book.
It's very photographic.
That's totally a photo background, yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of feel like they could have tried a little bit harder on the design for the Prowler. He just looks like...
Yeah.
He's back.
Ultimates. Hey, he's back. And man, talk about looking like a photo. Holy cow.
In the Ultimate Universe...
It says photo covers from
the... In the Ultimate Universe, I stopped reading pre-Ultimatum, but didn't Reed become a villain?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like the villain in the Ultimate Universe now.
Ultimate Mystery. Yeah. They really showed that.
And then Ultimate Comics X-Men. I took all these home to read to see if I could generate some interest because the whole Ultimate line has really dropped.
I like Marvel books, but that stuff is poopy.
Poopy?
Nobody's
that. I like the new Ultimate
It's still a G-rated podcast.
Which one, Nick?
I like the new Ultimate Spider-Man.
You know, my problem, again, now this is just me. I have a little different stance on this, but they started bagging them. And so the last one came out bagged. I can't read it.
Well, they're
I'm
fixing
done.
That now, right? They decided that it's going to be a different, like, they're going to put a little pull
sticker,
tab, like
yeah.
you get, like, a lottery ticket.
I think they discovered the bags were not.
No, they're not helping sales. Absolutely not.
I just feel like they killed the Ultimate Universe, though.
Talent on it. Nobody cares.
I also feel like so many of the ideas that made it fresh and exciting when it was launched.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of that stuff has been incorporated into the 616.
Totally.
Yeah.
To the point where it doesn't have that uniqueness.
Here's my
the
problem.
Ultimate Universe used to be dangerous.
There are so many 616 books. I don't have the time or the money for Ultimate books.
Yeah.
If there were less 616 books, I would read more Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather read
At
more
one time, there were just two for a while.
Ultimate books, you mean?
Yeah, Ultimate X-Men, Ultimate Spider-Man. Then after a while, Ultimates came out.
Well, then it was Ultimate FF. For a
that
while.
Didn't last very long, though. But
wasn't
it
there a good
it
four or five trades
Ultimate
worth.
Iron Man. Yeah,
oh, that was mini. Always minis,
right?
Flag.
But still,
and it doesn't count. They even said that it's not even relevant to the continuity.
I actually kind of agree with you. It's not that I really think they're bad.
Yeah, I just don't have the time or money for it.
They just were at the bottom of the list, and
they might be trade bait someday when Colin's having one of his trade sales. But
Ultimate Spider-Man, that was good when it came out.
Yeah, I'll
for,
say the
for
first
that whole run.
Until,
yeah,
I agree.
Until
years
they
of the
switched
Ultimate
over to
universe.
Ultimate Comics, I think that's where it
I agree with Nick. Like, I read the first six issues of Spider-Man. It was better than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, it literally was just a case of, I wanted to get the others read, and so it was at the bottom of the
I
list.
I think I'd still be reading it, but I just don't want to get into the whole rest of the Ultimate Universe anymore. I think I
well,
just
Well, that was the other thing, like Ultimate
it.
Hawkeye and Ultimate Ultimates, and that all started crossing over, and I had to draw the line.
Yeah.
Like, this weekend, I cut all
it was
my
more of a money
fairy
thing.
Tale books and
what?
Slash books. I haven't read one.
I don't want to hear that kind of talk.
I haven't read one in, like, a year. It's like, I just buy and look at the covers. If I want to look at T&A, I'll just
all right,
go on
all right.
The
you guys are upsetting the sponsors. Let's move on.
Okay. Then we get into the other stuff. Dark Tower, Halo, Formic Wars, John Carter. You know, they are what they are.
I like that Scarlet Spider cover.
A number one was fantastic. I can't wait for next week's number
two. I have to give a shout out to Sean Wheatley. He called Stegman out as his up and coming artist, and I think I have to agree with him. I really like his work.
Yeah, he's doing something else I really liked.
He's doing a lot of covers.
Yeah.
My only concern now is that his costume is being damaged. Who's he going to get to fix it?
Nobody.
It's self-healing.
Self-healing.
Well, no. I think it's kind of cool he's being injured, but there seems to be some type of
mesh.
Line. Yeah.
How did he change his costume? Because it didn't look like that when he first had it.
It's photoreflective. He just programmed
it. Oh, just programmed
LED lights.
Yeah, he stole one of Pete. No,
I think it does, actually.
I think he stole one of Peter's.
I should write these books.
Oh, yeah,
the stealth Spider-Man suit.
Yeah, he did, right? Wasn't it? The stealth one that changes light?
I think that's what it did.
I bet that's it, yeah. Is that it, Nick?
Yeah, it's from that...
So you were right all along.
Yeah, it was the one when he was fighting Hobgoblin.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the Scarlet Spider now.
Hey, look who's starting in Ends of the Earth.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Hawkeye.
He's not balding in this cover.
Who's in the middle?
I know who it is, but you don't know who it is. No, it's not.
Is it the villain?
Oh, God,
it's
not the Battle Scars guy,
is it? No,
it
is.
Is it Marcus Johnston?
I bet you $2 that's Marcus Johnston.
You know, I do. I really like that Mike Del Mundo.
So do I. That is
very
cool.
That's very nice.
I'm sure it's a 1 in 50 or something.
Well,
that I actually like the.
I'm excited for
that. Oh, the variant cover. Yes,
yeah,
that
like,
is awesome.
Yeah, that's
I'm
really
excited
cool.
Oh, cool.
For
okay, and then the second one is by. Well, wait a minute.
That's Gabriel Dallo, isn't it?
I
no,
hate when they
Caselli.
Do this. I hate when
you
they
hate
do
what?
This. Okay. Stefano Caselli did 683, but he just did the cover for 684 with Humberto Ramos doing the insides. It's just confusing.
Yeah, they need to standardize a little.
You know, I have to say. I know Adam has been very excited about this story coming up, and I have been too, but I really feel that the solicit for 684 takes it to a whole new level, because they're talking about Sandman, and he said, you know, Spider-Man's always had a hard time fighting Sandman when it's quarries or beaches. Well, now it's the whole Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
No problem there.
I think Black Widow needs to get a Victoria's Secret and get an upgrade. It's kind of falling out.
You know, they changed these characters just recently in the whole gauntlet thing, that they actually showed you what they've been doing for a while, because they really didn't use these enemies, these villains,
the classic
for a while.
Ones, yeah.
Yeah, and in Gauntlet, they kind of brought them back a little bit. They showed that Sandman has, it's not really his, I don't remember if it's his daughter or what, but he ended up with this little girl, and he's trying to get her back. And all of them have
that's his daughter.
Rhino's wife was just killed, that was, he went back to that. Mysterio has totally changed. Like, you don't even know half the time Mysterio's actually there.
Well, it's a new guy as Mysterio, right?
Yeah, I'm
following
sure.
Kevin Smith's Black Cat, Evil That Men Do, it's a new Mysterio.
Oh, is that where it debuted?
What's the Spider-Man Hookie?
It's a reprint of a graphic novel.
It was an 80s graphic novel. I remember hearing about
that.
That
covers 80s, I'll tell you what. Bernie Wrightson?
That's weird.
I gotta say, I love that Venom cover.
That looks like a Romita Spider-Man.
I think this Hookie is pretty well regarded as a Spider-Man story from the 80s. I've heard a lot.
Well, it is
about
Spider-Man versus Torden Kakerlak, so it's got to be good.
All right, Joe, can you say that correctly for us?
Yeah.
Oh man. Torden Kakerlak, that sounds good.
I think
sound
I
it out, man. I mean, there's not too many ways you can sound out Kakerlak.
Okay, moving on. Venom 15 and 16.
I love that
Venom
cover.
Joins the Secret Avengers.
That Tony Moore cover.
For an issue.
I keep wanting to quit Venom, and then I read it, and it's become a guilty pleasure.
I
want to
quit you, man.
I like it. I especially like it post Spider Island.
Yeah, nice. The stuff with him and Jack-O-Lantern was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, now we get to the Omega Effect, crossing through Avenging Spider-Man, The Punisher, and Daredevil.
I didn't think it was called Avenging Spider-Man anymore. I thought they changed it to Marvel Team-Up.
No. That was Jeremy.
No, wasn't it? I thought they were making it a team-up book. No, that's Captain America.
Well, it's always been a team-up.
But it's Spider-Man and somebody. I thought they were making it a rotating pairing, but that's Captain America.
Yeah, you're thinking of what they're doing with Cap and
Bucky. Well, it's just Cap and somebody.
Yeah.
Is it Cap and somebody? It's like two different.
Because they're changing the title.
I think it's
Cap
promising. I think.
Oh, here's the Captain American Hawkeye with the balding Hawkeye.
I love this a little mini event. I think it's going to be awesome.
How about that Marco?
My problem with something like this is my order numbers for Avenging Spider-Man, Punisher, and Daredevil are wildly different.
You're going to have to order at the highest, right?
But then I'm going to be stuck with a lot.
You don't think people will want to read the whole crossover?
Some will, some won't.
The Spider-Man Daredevil crossover was good. I can't imagine. I mean, Mark Waid and Greg Rucka are writing it, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that
right, but just, I hear what you're saying, but
those of you out there that are getting one of these books and not all should get the whole crossover.
Yeah.
Well, this, because
I think they're, you know, all of these books have been.
I like this very
simple. Something that people have been talking about a lot.
The Marcos
Martin.
Yeah, Marcos Martin.
Yes.
I like that. Yeah, what is up with Bald Hawkeye?
No, but this has the greatest solicit in the history of comics.
Yes.
I'm ordering. I hope there's a variant on this so I can order lots. Captain America and Hawkeye versus dinosaurs.
Oh, man.
Something's rotten in the San Andreas Mountains, and it's eating the locals. Because that's what I want to read during a big event.
I have to say, I'm going to read it. Why is it an all-new ongoing?
I like how it's keeping the numbering system, though.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
It's not really an on. They're just, I think they ran out of Cap and Bucky stories. Is that book not selling?
It's not selling great, but
because I think it's just literally because Winter Soldier launched. Mm-hmm. I think it was placekeeping until Winter Soldier.
You know why they did it? Because Hawkeye is awesome.
You know, I have a theory on why Hawkeye's everywhere.
Is he in the movie?
He's going to be the breakout character of the new movie, and everybody's 12-year-old little brother is going to want to read something with Hawkeye in it. So if he's in every book...
Do you work for Marvel Marketing, Joe?
You can bring your little brother to the comic store, and there will definitely be something with Hawkeye.
They should write a Hawkeye book that's appropriate for kids.
I got it from the source, Brad. Michael Bendis said he is awesome, and that's why he's in the books.
Well, most of the books that are coming out, I wouldn't give to an under 13-year-old kid.
I mean, when I was 12, I didn't want to read things that were written for all ages, though. I wanted to read the same thing
you're
reading.
Joe.
No, man. Every 12-year-old wants to read what you're reading.
I don't think it's going to be because of that. I think it's mainly that he's one of the characters. All of the characters have pretty much had their movies already. But Hawkeye has no movie. And I think they're wanting to bring him out a little more into marketing.
The characters have Black Widow doesn't have a movie.
She was in a movie. She was introduced.
He's just saying, yeah, I think he just...
Giant Man wasn't in a movie.
He's not in this movie.
Or what's his name? But the his real name.
Why
am I thinking?
It's kind of like when Deadpool was in Wolverine Origins. Okay, Deadpool was the breakout character for all these 12-year-old kids. So Marvel put Deadpool everywhere so that you could bring your little brother to the comic store. Definitely Deadpool was going
to
be there.
Oh, we're actually down to two Deadpool books.
You mean the movie one?
Three, if you count the X-Force. Oh, man.
That's an awful way of introducing Deadpool to people. Somebody finally
figured it out, didn't they?
The movie Deadpool was horrible.
Hey, do you like...
Gorilla Bob on a cover.
I know. How awesome is that? Man.
Do you like Winter big Soldier monkeys with machine guns?
Bucky versus a gorilla. Bob. You heard me. Look at that cover.
Is that Kevin? Is that the
versus
Atlas
dinosaurs?
Gorilla?
Bucky versus a gorilla.
That's Gorilla Man.
It's right. Gorilla.
Look at the art appreciation variant again. Yeah.
Now that's John Tyler Christopher. That's so. I think not him.
It's you know, that's the solicit for both Hawkeye versus dinosaurs, Bucky versus a gorilla.
They're being animalistic.
Thor wrestle versus a crocodile.
Hey, look, Thor is in the Mighty Thor.
Wait, no way.
What?
Stop I just that. Blew your mind.
Who's Thor?
This does not belong.
That's not Tanner's.
Next.
The stunning tale of the man inside of the god and the god inside of the man in the Merry Marvel manner.
Yeah, it looks like they've separated.
Donald Blake story.
It looks like they've separated Donald Blake right. And Thor again.
Like Thor and, or I mean like Hulk and Bruce Banner. Everybody's getting separated.
But hey, you know what? We get a Walt Simonson Thor cover and that's all that matters.
Nick, wake up.
I tell you, I don't know how Donald Blake keeps his business running as a doctor because he's half the time, all the time he's Thor.
He has that's a web true. Clinic.
Is that...
He just answers his questions once a night.
Okay.
Jeez, look at the thing.
Journey into Mystery.
You
FF.
Should all be reading Journey into Mystery. It's wonderful.
I think his face is screwed up in this Fantastic
Two Four issues cover. Of FF.
No, one is Fantastic
These
are the
appreciation
Four.
Covers. Are really
oh, you're cool. Right. I'm sorry. Fantastic Four and FF.
I don't like that one.
Incredible. Hey, the conclusion to Hulk versus Banner. Good, because I wanted to go
I like
somewhere.
This one. Hulk versus Banner is very
You got to love that art appreciation.
That is
it's
pretty
a homage
good.
To Winnie
that
the Pooh.
That is pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh.
See, I don't like that one.
Really?
That's Winnie the Pooh. That's good.
I
like that.
I like it.
I don't like
that's
Winnie
good.
The Pooh. I can't care less. Okay. I like the FF cover.
Jeez, man.
Wormhole
cereal.
Experiment.
Hulk 50 with three variant covers.
Ah.
How did this book survive that one?
I don't know.
It looks
know.
Like it's surviving
I really
past
thought it would
50.
Say final issue on this one.
They don't tell you
a
that.
Great jumping on point.
He's not fighting a great white shark.
Wait, I bet you the next page is 50.1.
Nope.
Nice try. But here's where we're getting a little confusing. The new All Ages books, where you have Ultimate Spider-Man Adventures with Peter Parker. So we're going to have two Ultimate Spider-Man books, one with Peter Parker, one with Miles Morales. Yeah.
It's Adventures, though.
True. It would be cool if it was like still... if it was like a what if Peter didn't die book, and then I could jump right back onto that.
I kind of like that. I'm interested in the other one, though. I'm going to read the Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes.
That's how you please everybody.
All kidding aside, both books have really good writing teams. Chris Yost doing the Avengers.
Yeah.
He's involved. Isn't he the one involved with the cartoon?
I think
yeah.
he is.
Yes.
And then you have Dan Slott and Ty Templeton writing the Spider-Man
what
book.
What Ty Templeton have done, I know the name.
And frankly, he can do it.
Off the top of my head, I can't tell you.
Sorry, right guy nine. From Trading Spaces, wasn't he the construction
no,
guy?
No.
Okay, so Battlestar sure. 6, we have an injury to the eye. My goodness, could he become the new Nick Fury? Right. I don't see that happening.
God willing, no.
Dinosaur, too.
And the finale of Fear Itself, The Fearless, which is confusing because that's the cover of the book that came out today. I'm like, wait a minute, that looks really familiar.
Does it say not final art?
It says cover to issue to... Issue 8 cover shown.
I think we owe it to ourselves to pause for a moment and appreciate the beauty that is
that
Daredevil
is,
cover.
Yeah, that's Smart. Awesome.
That, like, that's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Colin, you would be proud of kid came in and you didn't pull his FF number 2 book for him yet, but...
Yeah, we found it.
Did you? Good, because he was excited and he was like, I need a comic, I can't leave, and he's like, well, who's this Daredevil guy? And I sold him on Daredevil, mom approved the books... You got the first couple issues.
The art appreciation
Who
cover
is
on
that?
This is kind of...
It's very cool. Who is that?
Does Marcus it? Martin?
No.
It's just, it's all it's like
Kyle Baker.
Simple lines.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Sweet. See the thing down at the bottom.
I love Kyle Baker.
Very cool. But yeah, no, Daredevil 10.1. Nice. Defenders 5. Yeah. Hoping this one catches on at some
point. They're fighting a whale?
Have we reached the point where I'm the only person getting that?
Nope, not the only, but...
I'm getting close to dropping it, but I bought it.
Team up.
Yeah, it's not taking off.
Why is the adjectiveless roadie dying in the next issue?
Is that roadie, or is that just... Well, yeah. I don't know. We have no solicitor. Oh, a hero falls.
I don't like the art appreciation one in this one.
Yeah, but that's going to be a bait and switch. It'll be somebody else.
But it's the Avengers as the the Easter Island thing.
Who's the one in the back? Hawkeye?
Probably.
Well, that's Iron Man.
Yeah.
No, way
it's Hawkeye. It's got a quiver.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Hawkeye,
I see
it. Iron Man, Thor, Cap.
Yeah, I'll live with it.
And the finale to Moon Knight.
Ooh.
We want more.
And the finale to the 12. Yay!
I remember the first issue of this coming out like right after I started reading the comic.
Yeah.
Reading comics again, which was like 2007.
I read somewhere today, I'm fairly certain it was Bleeding Cool, but someone was calling this series Marvel's Watchmen. The 12.
What?
Like the
Watchmen didn't take this long to come out.
Oh.
Apparently, though, it's quite good.
There were 12 entries.
I did not care for the first
six. I read the first one, you know.
I missed the boat on it, so if it ever gets collected in an all-in-one hardcover.
Didn't they just come out with a must-read first six or seven in a...
Say what you will also about Moon Knight, but that's a pretty cool cover.
Yeah, I'm sad to see the book go. I wanted more of it.
Yeah, who's saying anything bad about Moon Knight?
Okay, Thunderbolts 172, 173. Man, this one needs to find where it's going.
It needs a new writer.
It's not doing well.
Look, even I dropped this book, so that should tell you guys something.
Oh, covers by Mark Bagley. Okay.
I like the cover, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he was the original artist.
Look at Zemo. Zemo's copping a feel.
Yeah, he is. That hand is low.
He's Zemo.
So real quick, I'm on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Leah Moore, someone just wrote to her, because her whole comment about, unoriginality and all that. This guy says, I'm glad you took time off of writing Sherlock Holmes versus zombies to address this problem.
Someone else tweeted, this guy Colin is talking crap on the Pittsburgh Comics podcast.
Well, nobody knows that yet. Oh. Only Nick could be tweeting that.
Nick, tweet that.
But wait, where is Moonstone's hand exactly?
Hey, good point.
Whoa.
Talk about copping a feel.
Who's that orange girl?
That's like...
I don't know, but she's getting a hologram.
That's Moonstone. That's how Moonstone originally appeared.
Oh, really?
Oh, so
she's copping a feel.
Self-pleasuring.
Yes.
Moving on. Uncanny X-Men number 10. Hey, Carlos Pacheco doesn't have anyone sleeping with a happy face. So that's a good start.
Greg Land, go away.
Wait, building towards AVX?
Uh-oh.
Well,
they're a little behind.
Well, in 11, with Greg Land thankfully returning, Greg Land's...
Oh, 11 is the headbutt cover?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't believe you guys don't like Greg Horn.
I like Greg Horn. I think Greg Horn's great.
Greg Land.
Greg Land's the one that takes his pornos and traces
like
them.
Well, I get confused by Greg Horn and Greg Land as well.
Yeah. Huh?
You do?
It's easy to get confused at a show because they have similar artwork and similar syllables counts in their
name. Did you just tweet, Nick? Now I'm scared. Astonishing X-Men 49. Hey, this is coming out like gangbusters. The Marauders are back. Gambit. This is starting to get somewhere.
And look who's writing it. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, Marjorie Liu.
It only took, tongue firmly in cheek, it only took how many years for Astonishing X-Men to hit number 49?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, I mean, Warren Ellis took a year and a half to get six issues out. So.
Okay, Wolverine, the Alpha and Mega book.
That was good. I liked issue one.
Look who's writing it. Oh, come on, Brian Wood. That's a Bermejo cover on the next page before I even get there.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's Mark Brooks.
Yeah, it is. Oh, no, that's not Bermejo.
Final cover.
This isn't Bermejo? Huh.
No, Mark Brooks.
I like Mark Brooks.
X-Men, who is that? Weapon Omega.
Oh.
Was it Weapon Omega Wild Child?
Yeah.
Yes.
That doesn't look like Wild Child.
He looks like he's
dead.
It's Wild Adult.
That's what I thought.
He looks concerned.
But
Apocalypse Wild Child is dead.
chest is going to blow up.
But hey, the return of Mimic on that there. Cover.
Hey, no, he's the background.
Hey, who's that guy on the cover of Wolverine the X-Men 8?
Not final cover, figures. Interior art show.
That's Sabretooth.
Oh. Who? Isn't he dead?
He's back.
How?
He came
how?
Back from hell.
How? How'd they explain
they're
gonna
that? They're going to tell you later.
Oh, they're going to tell us later. Okay,
he got
cool.
better.
Did you see Dan
actually,
Slott's
Weapon Omega came back in
can
the
I
Alpha
write
Flight
before American Splendor?
That was in Marvel Comics Presents.
I really think I could get Harvey Pekor's voice just right.
Okay, X-Men 27. Are they still
hey,
fighting?
It's the
Jump?
Conclusion of the Forgiven storyline that Victor Gipschler has been weaving
for 2.5 years now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Colossus looks
by
like
the way,
Hulk
when this story arc's over, I'm dropping that again. When they go back to Jubilee chasing her vampire roots.
Well, they're going to tie this. No, but the next issue is going to tie into AVX.
Well, then I'll just get one.
Can't believe
it.
Hey,
Uncanny X-Force, art by Phil Noto.
Colossus and X-Men,
I like
he
that.
Isn't in his Juggernaut attire. What's up with that?
AOL, Wolverine, Deadpool, and Nightcrawler go on a mission to kill AOA Iceman. That's good, because I'm not really excited about
heck?
This legal
it's...
drama.
How can
what?
This be?
You're not interested in the whole...
That
my
like
problem is,
order.
It was funny, we were talking about it, and everybody that's excited about it is like, oh, these are all the old Excalibur characters. And I go, that's great, I never read a single issue of Excalibur. So I don't know who they are, and
you
I have no interest.
You have all the
I have them. I'm not sitting down and reading
trains.
It all, the visionaries.
This Uncanny X-Force cover looks like Iceman Island or something.
It's
yeah,
good, Ellis,
it looks
too.
Good. Okay, Wolverine 304, the end, the final issue of Jason Aaron's acclaimed run.
It's only been like 15, 25
years.
Issues.
Well, he did. Yeah, it's been a while. Well, he has an omnibus, man.
He did he did a couple of art. He did
the
Weapon X
yeah.
series.
Yeah, but this is his acclaimed run. This I would assume that starts with the number one that came out like a year or so ago.
Hey, that's a pretty good cover.
We can go. He's been the flagship writer of Wolverine.
But he's not an architect.
Is this the final?
That's a Dale Kwan.
Is this the final issue? No. It's just the final of his run.
Because look
run.
At the next
one. This is right. Yeah, we got 3 of 5 on the next one.
Call it.
Well,
an all-new jumping
right
on point. You know, I like this story. This story looks good.
So I have to ask a question. Why isn't this 304.1?
Ooh.
If it's a good jumping on point, shouldn't a new... Isn't the point one supposed to be a jumping on point?
Matt, you just don't get the point.
Paul Pelletier.
Excellent.
Paul Pelletier.
Whatever
point.
That was.
That should be good.
Excellent point.
Okay, New Mutants 40 and 41. This one still
point
needs to find.
Point is the secret word of the podcast.
Yeah, I'm out on
tonight.
That too,
needs
by the
to
way.
Find an audience.
Well, I'm guessing 42 will probably be AVX.
As Dan was saying, Dan and I were saying, it's about them chasing a rock band that causes natural disasters. Who cares?
Hmm.
And that's why I'm out. So.
Age of Apocalypse.
Blink.
What?
Haven't you missed Blink?
I have. I was happy to see her again.
Me too.
This I'm excited for.
Yeah, Age of Apocalypse looks good, at least from that the point one.
Well, look at the writer.
I have to say also that the X-Force issue point one and the covers to these give me a lot more hope than the Marvel point one preview did. That Marvel point one preview was like confusing.
Crap.
Okay, yeah. X Factor still rolling on. That issue that came out today was fantastic.
I like the cover to that.
It's a cat fight, man.
Layla's
X Club. X Club number 5. I might just order one for you, Matt.
X Club, I couldn't get into the.
I read the first one. I mean, I love Dr. Sinister or Dr.
Yeah, I think
Nemesis.
The only character,
I think he's
Nemesis.
Great. But that first one I just read, and I just went...
It's slow. Like
why?
I normally like Simon Spurrier, but...
And Storm's there.
She's everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Just like Kyle.
Deadpool is still dying.
That's because he has poison and TNT and
well,
Hardo-burger.
Yeah,
and a gun and a noose. Oh, and a...
Would Marvel really kill off a character with a movie rumor? They even put it into print. Here we go. Super Crooks. Mark Miller, as Matt said, these look really good. But he's going to wait for the trade because he knows it's going to take a year and a half for them to come out.
Yeah, 6-issue miniseries, right? It's definitely going to be...
Well,
him and Bendis share like a Icon publishing schedule. Like,
yeah.
If you can't write the book in a timely fashion, don't write the book.
Yeah. And they have this, and now moving on, they have the action figure of the movie Spider-Man, and that does not give me any hope.
We skipped Goldfish,
that's
man.
Horrible.
Goldfish
well, it's a
good.
Reprint. Yeah, it's just a reprint.
But it's good. If you like Bendis, you
buy
check it out.
Goldfish is good.
Yeah, it's old.
Baptist. Goldfish are good.
Is this the one about the Cleveland serial killer? No, that's Torso.
Yeah, that's Torso.
Sorry.
And just in time, I mean, this could not be more timely. The Marvel Minimates Fear Itself, The Worthy, and The Mighty box set.
Should I be buying the...
just in time.
So if you guys are voting, should I buy the Iron Man Neon?
Of course, because you get an exclusive sketch cover printing of Avengers vs. X-Men number one.
Is it the size that makes that, it? Is it the size of that Marvel one you have over
probably,
there?
Probably, yeah.
It's a lot of money. DC sells them for $100.
It's kind of
$90.
Oddly designed neon head.
That's an odd.
Okay, now Punisher Rick Remender Omnibus. Do we really need a $100 Frankencastle book?
Especially since Frankencastle storyline already came out in the oversized hardcover format.
There we go.
And it was terrible.
Was it?
Oh, Secret Warriors Omnibus?
That goes back to your discussion about on Saturday.
that I haven't put online yet.
That you haven't put online. Whenever it gets there. That about what they bring out as cover or hardcovers.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't see this as being needed.
Yeah.
What about the Secret Warriors?
Now that is needed.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That was a great, great run.
I think that's one of those things that is a good idea, though.
But now this one, not bad. You got you're sitting here at like 33 issues, so that's not bad.
By Remender is like 30 issues for $100.
Just look at the page count difference. The Punisher 768 versus Secret Warriors 904.
Although the Punisher in the Blood was a good storyline, was a good mini.
Yeah, people like that.
I heard the Dark Reign issue was really good. The list
Avengers versus X Men, it's coming.
One where he actually gets.
I don't know who you heard that from.
It was odd, but yeah, this
Captain
this,
the list Captain America is the worst.
No, the Punisher.
I'm just saying worst comic I've ever read in my life.
You know what? I do have to agree with you.
Worst ever. That Secret Warriors, man, if I didn't have all those issues, I'd be tempted to buy
that's a good
read. I don't have all those issues, and I was looking for a nice way to get it.
What is it? Bendis and Hickman,
Now,
that is nice.
Are they friends? Are Bendis and Hickman friends with each other?
They're architects. They have to be.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think I actually read Hickman was trying to move out Marvel's to the Oregon Avengers to be prelude. Part of the trifecta.
What?
Well, Bendis and Fraction both live in Oregon, in Portland, and I think I read Hickman was trying to move closer.
Yeah, there's a disproportionate amount of comic creators in Portland. I guess in the last, 3 years, they're all moving there.
Gail Simone lives there, too.
David Mack moved there.
The reason is it's close enough to L.A. that they can shop scripts, but it's not as crazy as L.A. Well, it's crazy in its own way.
Hmm.
It's a great town. I'd love to move there. It's beautiful.
I'm going there for a week in the summer.
Are you
going
to hang out with B&B and Oving?
Who knows? I'll give him a ring. I'm living in the town that he used to live in.
Did you time it with a convention or anything?
No, it's one of my wife's friends is getting same-sex married, which is the only way to get married in Portland.
Hmm.
You can't have a straight wedding in Portland?
I just don't think there's straight people in Portland.
So what's that say about Bendis?
Exactly. It's the most liberal town in the world.
You heard it here, folks.
So how about these Avengers movie prequels
from other countries and it's just Portland, you know? Nobody it's the traditional nuclear family doesn't exist. It's the liberal mecca of the world.
You realize our podcast just outed
Be sure to tweet him then.
Podcast joke.
You were outed. BMB.
Okay, now we got the Avengers stuff. The Avengers prequel, trade paperback, Yahoo. Art of the Avengers hardcover.
Pass.
Now we're getting, look, the West Coast Avengers miniseries. Or no, not even, not even the miniseries, just some random... Zodiac Attack, because Zodiac's coming
back.
Give them
credit. They've been reprinting West Coast Avengers in these hardcovers. They're up to issue 30.
And I own all of them. I'm probably the only person alive that can say that, but I own them all.
Then now here's one that kills me. Avengers versus the X-Men, It's Coming, trade paperback. Collecting Avengers The Children's Crusade 7, X-Men Schism 5, Magneto Night of Hero 1, X-Men Second Coming 1, House of M 8, Avengers X Sanction 1 and Material from Point 1, Number 1. How is that going to read?
Buy this?
That's going to be such a mishmash.
Yeah, how does Magneto not a hero tie in unless Joseph is a villain in AVX? That's look just... at Nick. Nick's eyes like, yeah.
Wait, I don't know. I'm an unabashed 90s fan, so bring on more Joseph. Hopefully Maggot comes back to life. This will be great.
What did Finch do in that? Was it, he must have been like House of M if he was doing...
No.
Finch.
Because all old Finch.
Oh, my God. Been, I hate the art on them.
He's Second been, Coming.
Yeah.
Was he still in Second Coming?
That was when he was doing an X-Men.
Okay.
Avengers Assemble 3 from the Volume 2. And then Avengers Road to the Avengers doing the I Am Iron Man.
All the movie stuff.
Yeah, okay. Avengers Children's Crusade hardcover. I think yay.
I would say order
we're
that.
Down,
yeah, I'll get that.
We're down to 2 months to ship 2 issues, right?
Yeah.
Wait, how much is it?
Avengers by Brian Michael... Oh, and then this is just old collected edition. This is stuff that's
right,
already been ordered.
This is stuff you might want to get in case you're interested
in
that
the
Avengers
Kree
Skrull movie.
War is so bad. So boring.
Like
so long. Oh.
Okay, the Masterworks I don't do. Now, the Daredevil paper Masterworks. Yes.
Yeah, I'd say the soft versions of those are probably...
Yeah,
the
yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Did you just take that?
Spider-Man Return of the Burglar? That was some good stuff.
I'm all in that.
Yeah.
X-Men Beauty and the Beast? That was, a 4-issue mini?
Some Jim Shooter loving for me.
Jim Shooter loving.
It actually has Marvel Graphic Novel 12, Dazzler the Movie, the movie Beauty and the Beast.
Dazzler the Movie was the Marvel Graphic Novel.
And then Beauty and the Beast is the other
Which was Beast and Dazzler.
Okay. What was Marvel Graphic Novel? Was this like a...
They used to do original graphic novels.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, and there's some good ones out there.
Probably not. They were mostly in the 80s.
For example, X-Men, God Loves, Man Kills.
That was originally. New Mutants were introduced in graphic novel.
God Loves, Man Kills was.
That was an oversized graphic novel.
It was basically, you know how we all complain there's no more OGNs? It was a series of OGNs.
I would buy every one of them if somebody did that.
You know, I'm not really interested
if you turn
at all
the page,
in
Matt,
season one books.
Yes.
I'm not buying these.
They just, what's the point?
They look like crap, too, because to compete with Earth 1 is my guess.
Yeah. Who would want to even compete with that? I mean,
it's like, didn't they already do these as, what were those called? Mythos.
Yeah.
Did anybody get the Dazzler movie OGN back in the day?
Oh, I probably did.
I've read it. I don't think I have it anymore.
So Nick,
there was a lot of good ones. It was Death of Captain Marvel was in that.
Yep.
So there was a good John Byrne She-Hulk.
That Emperor Doom.
Yep. My favorite is the Doctor Strange, Doctor Doom one.
Yeah.
But Daredevil Love War.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Elektra Lives.
That was an original
series.
Or no,
that
was a series, I thought, wasn't
sorry,
it?
Sorry, yeah, you're right, you're right.
So these season ones, are they an alternate universe like Earth 1?
I think they're just retelling the origins.
Oh, don't need that.
Okay.
And it's a little pricey, 136 pages for 25.
All original content, though, that's why.
It's a hardcover with
standard.
A free digital copy.
It's just
offer.
A lot that just doesn't need to be hard.
Yeah, exactly. Astonishing X-Men Exiled hardcover.
But again, I think the season one is not for us. It's for Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
It's for Earth
but things. Fear Itself Wolverine hardcover? Really?
Wolverine and New Mutants?
Oh, it gets
okay, because those stories went together.
They're just packaging.
Avengers X Sanction hardcover, 4-issue hardcover.
X-Men War.
It's only $20, though. That's not terrible.
But
they were $4 books.
Fear Itself Homefront hardcover? Yeah.
That was one of the best miniseries. I have to say it was good.
Fear Itself Uncanny X-Force and The Deep hardcover?
Yeah.
In The Deep?
Well, I guess if you're wanting to get the whole Fear Itself collection hardback.
The Deep. There
you're all set.
New Mutants hardcover, X-Men War Machine hardcover.
What's this New Mutant? The Date
again,
the Devil?
4 issues hardcover. No, come on. Stop it.
Yeah, really just...
Now, here we go. Punisher Max Homeless hardcover. Now, this is something they've been talking about. The end of...
Yeah,
Punisher
well,
Good.
This month, right? That's the last issue.
But again, Wolverine and the X-Men by Jason Aaron. Why are they doing that?
Especially
that drives me crazy.
4 issues.
Another 4-issue hardcover.
The next one, next page though, is one that I can't even figure out why there.
That means there's no extras, Matt.
No extras.
Is that last Spider-Man?
Spider-Man flying by, and that was a 2-issue.
Yeah, that was hardly anything. Three.
Spider Island issue.
Right, it's doing the 2-issue Vulture and then the Spider-Man Daredevil team up.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
But again, well, 4 issues.
Is Daredevil getting its own hardcover?
That's
crazy.
64, 65, 66 in that. That's 4 issues, right?
An Amazing Spider-Man Secret Origin.
Okay, 4,
66,
yeah.
66, 67, and Daredevil 8. So it's 5 issues.
Okay, what came out today? 69, okay.
Yeah, so...
Just but, time for the upcoming... Yeah, but still, it's...
Not enough. It's okay, weird. We got some digests. Spider-Man Secret Origins, just a bunch of random reprints.
That's just because
Amazing Fantasy 15, Spider-Man 6, 82, 90.
Why would Marvel support the movie? It's not theirs. It's Fox.
But they still they have something out there so they can sell.
Do they get
books.
Royalties off of it?
I don't know.
Yeah. They'll sell books though.
Though. Emma, okay. Next. Yeah. Red Hulk of Arabia. Next. Yes.
Whoa.
Next. Six Guns.
Six Guns I might be interested in, because I've heard some really good stuff on that, but I don't like Westerns. But
is that the modern-day Rawhide Kid
Two-Gun Kid.
Here's
Ultimate X trade, finally.
Big Black Panther trade.
Yeah.
I already have that.
I had to make sure I said the Kent writer. He'd yell at me.
It's Dawkins.
The last 10, 12 issues of DeKen. Since Robbie Williams took over.
I gotta say, even though I wasn't a big fan of them killing off Ultimate Peter Parker, I do like that cover.
I think we need to take a moment as we go through here for page 105. Someone at Marvel Comics put together page 105 specifically with me in mind.
Incredible Hulk pardoned?
What's wrong with the Hulk? Is he like a...
It's Bill Mantlo Hulk. Anyone that loves...
Dark Hulk Classic?
You're jumping the gun there.
Don't yell at him. He'll hurt you.
But anyone who loves Greg Pak's Hulk owes it to themselves to get those issues. The Bill Mantlo issues are great. And
where do you? Oh, I see that.
Darkhawk, 9 issues for $25. Never mind the fact that you can go into any comic shop in America and get those 9 issues for probably $5.
Do we have the Jeremy Dan buyback guarantee on this, like New Defenders?
Ooh.
that tells you all you need to know.
I can give you the Jeremy Dan, I'm going to buy this.
back a page, I didn't realize.
Is this Hulk pardon? Is it an issue?
This Wolverine trade paperback, I recommend that. I just love this whole story of Wolverine's revenge.
I really like it.
Actually, my problem is I love that too.
I read the first part of it and have no desire to read the rest. One through five.
Well, let me comment on that, Colin.
Okay.
In this storyline, in the third storyline, there is a huge reveal at the end of issue 14 that reframes the entire Wolverine series.
That's where it gets me, because I was just like, wow, that all led up to that. I mean, the first part of the whole thing had me going for a while. I was like, okay, this is kind of hokey. But as it goes on, that's when it gets like to a point that it's just like, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
spoiler alert.
Way to give it away. Spoilers on, everyone.
It's been out for 6 months. You don't have to read it anymore. So
yeah, I mean, I guess... Yeah.
It was an epic series.
Yeah, they introduced this lame team of supervillains, and it appears that Wolverine's going to kill them all. And he thoroughly dispatches every single one of them. And, you know, after you watch him just kill and kill and kill and kill all these lame villains... You're starting to wonder, why did Jason Aaron create these villains? You know, what was the point of these villains? And then it's revealed that some evil masterminds have gathered all of Wolverine's unknown children, and he just killed his own children.
Yeah, I love that story, because you can't... They figured out you can't screw Wolverine physically.
Yeah, and they figured out ways to
really
mess with
the only way to
really
get to him is mentally. And there's nothing more than killing your own children that really could treat
But the part that got me the most through the whole book, though, was he, at the end, they even take away killing them.
Yeah, they take away him getting revenge on them.
They all kill themselves.
Yeah.
So this Hidden Years...
We had to ruin it for you, because it was...
It's before Watchmen for X-Men.
I liked it. Basically, what they did is they went through and has the lineup... from the last issue of X-Men. So basically it's these five plus Havoc and Polaris.
So is it what if giant-sized X-Men never happened?
No. It's filling in the gap between the last new issue and giant... Because, you know, between that span, it just went to reprints.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's basically the missing years.
Spider-Man.
No, it's the hidden.
The complete hidden Ben Reilly epic, book four.
I like
I'll be buying that. I'm all over the everything this, Clone Saga related.
I want to read it, but
this series,
there's so much.
They took away from him, and it's the reason why John Byrne is not.
I didn't even know there was an epic Ben Reilly book. I thought the Clone Saga just took care of it. So,
well, this is all, it's all reprinting all Clone War stuff. They just call it that. It's all old stuff from the Clone.
Well, they already
saga.
Have a Clone
right,
Saga. Like,
it's
epic.
More.
This
of
is
that.
The other stuff, not so the Spider-Man books. All the rest.
Yeah.
You never realize how long it went on until you look at all those books on the shelf. Until
you were reading it.
Like, he was a member of the New Warriors for a while, too.
Yeah. Well, I think Brevoort said there was going to be like 8 to 10 volumes reprinting all the Clone Saga stuff.
Hmm. So I want to meet the, I want to meet the Spider-Man fan that's bought all those volumes.
I mean, I have all the issues because I was getting them back in the day.
I bought one of them.
Hey, Adam, I have bad news for you.
Yeah, I just saw that.
What?
The X-Men Dark Phoenix Saga trade paperback. You just bought the big hardcover.
Yeah, but that's a nicer book.
And another great poster. Yeah. This Adam. Omega Effect poster, I am stocking up, man.
No, I'm good with the hardcover.
That is so cool.
At least it's not black.
Well, it is black.
It's got the Omega Effect across it.
Yeah, that lettering, I'm going to say top notch.
That really took a lot out of me.
Hey. What were you just talking about?
Final.
Oh, the Omega.
Right, I know. I have to order a book that is not final cover.
Look at the Daredevil cover here. For,
that's
Central
Daredevil number one,
Volume
man.
One.
That's hard work.
Yeah, that's cool.
What was that?
We call it a day?
We should call it a day.
All right.
Yeah, we got a late
so,
start.
But, yeah.
Who's going to know about Wonder Woman and her
Well, guys? We'll get to that next week, maybe, or
well, everybody
not, because I don't think we ever finished it last
time.
Do
it on Saturday.
And find out.
Saturday. There you go. We'll finish it on Saturday.
We'll
if you want to come in
next week.
Yeah, we have a special guest.
Right,
next
so next
week
we won't.
Wait, we're not having the podcast. You're not going to be here.
You'll have it without me. It'll be okay.
Oh, wow.
It'll be okay. Just make sure you ask. I'd love to have a custom intro. That's all. I'll keep playing as 616 as the outro, but.
Who's up for asking?
Soliciting of CoverGirl.
Yeah, they did. They canceled the previous orders. Okay, so maybe if I have time Saturday, if anybody shows up, we'll go over the. I'll peruse the end of the rest of the previews.
Do you think Ryan's ever going to show up back again?
That's right. We'll
Ryan won't be here this week, but he'll be back. We talked
to Warrock. It would mean the world to
us. It would mean the world to me if he would do an intro, a customized intro. Okay, so we'll talk at you next week. I won't be here, but the rest will. See ya.
Faster than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America, when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, because you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. With my ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with the mother thing. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drift's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday. spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch your chain react. Can't lie. I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets. Unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it. Yo, please. Shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we